Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imnc.org for Tuesday, April 19th, 2016. A fisherman injured by Israeli Navy and in the West Bank Israeli troops injure a child and detain him. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli Navy ships attacked on Tuesday morning several Palestinian fishing boats and opened fire on them, wounding a fisher and kidnapped three others in Gaza territorial waters in Rafah in the southern part of the coastal region. Nazih Ayash, the head of the fishers' syndicate, said that soldiers kidnapped the wounded fisher but released him later before Palestinian medics moved him to a hospital. Although Israel claimed to increase the fishing zone to 9 nautical miles, extending from Wadi Gaza area to the southern part of the Gaza Strip, the Navy continues to attack fishers and their boats in Gaza waters. Under Oslo Accords signed between the Palestinian Liberation Organization PLO and Israel, the Palestinians are supposed to be allowed to fish and sail within 20 nautical miles from the coast. Elsewhere, the Palestinian Prisoner Society PPS has reported that Israeli soldiers kidnapped on Tuesday at dawn at least 12 Palestinians, including four young women, in different parts of the occupied West Bank. Invasions, home searches and kidnappings were reported in the central West Bank city of Ramallah, the southern West Bank cities of Bethlehem and Hebron, in addition to Nablus in the north. Late on Monday evening, Israeli soldiers shot and injured a Palestinian child at Aram town, northwest of Jerusalem, and also kidnapped a young man from his home in the town. The soldiers fired many live rounds, rubber-coated steel bullets, concussion grenades, and gas bombs. Many Palestinians suffered the effects of tear gas inhalation. The Red Crescent said that soldiers shot a child 15 years of age and prevented its medics from approaching him. He has been identified as Fuad al-Jabari. The soldiers then assaulted the wounded child and took him to unknown destination, local Palestinian sources reported. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was a Tuesday, April 19th, 2016 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imnc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmau and me, Hassan Bannoura.